From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Dear listener, we're in a hotel bar this week. Surprise, surprise. And actually, the real surprise is that we've got a fantastic special guest this week. So, Nigel, tell us who you're sitting next to.
I've got goosebumps because I'm rubbing knees with Amy Burville, who keynoted this morning at the Learning Technologies Summer Forum. How cool is that? To be in a bar with lots of loud music and lots of people with Amy Burville.
So, come there, Nigel. You were in... Amy, I got there a bit late, so I missed some of your talk, I'm afraid. So, Nigel, you were there.
Yeah.
So you can start with the questions.
Okay. Okay, let's start with a very obvious question. You're talking about creativity. Were you nervous about talking to a group of dirty fingernailed corporate trainers? You talk to kid teachers who inspire kids. Does it worry you, that kind of group? Do you think you can cope with them?
I really enjoyed this different audience for me, and it thrills me every time I work, especially with workshops and not just keynotes, when I work with different groups, to see that everybody really deep down is the same. We love to play, we love to communicate with each other, to share, and we're all creative underneath.
Why is creativity important? Why don't we just leave it gently buried beneath the surface? Why do we need to bring out creativity?
I talked a little bit about this, the why, you know, at the beginning, and it's creativity's always been important. It's not a new thing, but increasingly as our world is getting exponentially, you know, it's changing at an exponential pace, we need to be agile thinkers, and we need to be able to be flexible in our thinking and solve problems. And creativity is intrinsically tied to problem solving and critical thinking, which are, as the World Economic Forum states, are some of the top skills that everybody's going to have to cultivate in the future.
Yep. I call that generative learning.
Yeah.
So it's giving people the tools to help them to learn whatever they need to learn, solve whatever problems they need to solve in the future. So what you're doing is creating basic techniques to create generative learning, but it's more than just techniques, isn't it? It's not a kind of formula. It's about a state of mind. Is that right?
Exactly. I think creativity is a total mindset, and there's things you can do to help you get in that mindset or actually train yourself to have that as a habit, to really be more creative. So one of them is the way you look at the world and the way you have wonder and curiosity, and you kind of stop and really look at things and notice. And the other times you might have to schedule things. I actually schedule a lot of my creative work, and that's kind of a misnomer that we think creativity is all about freedom, when really it craves constraints. And oftentimes we need some kind of prompt or some kind of structure around our creative experiences in order to flourish.
Yeah. There was a wonderful quote you used, which was, "The amateurs wait for inspiration, the rest of us just get down to work."
Yeah, that's by artist Chuck Close, and I really love that approach, because sometimes, I think Picasso said something too, which is effective, sometimes you just got to start painting, you know, you just have to, and inspiration will come as you're working. So instead of sitting around waiting for the idea to happen, like a muse, which sometimes happens, more often, ideas pop into our head when we're doing something mundane, like driving a car, or taking a walk, or showering.
Yeah, it's true. But also, one of the byproducts of what you're saying is that if we start looking at the world, looking at objects, looking at the world around us, we also begin to look at people differently, and we begin to look at our work differently, and we begin to not accept the things that we never even thought about, the things we took for granted. And that's part of what it's about, isn't it? It's to get people to shake them out of all the things they take for granted, all the things they think will go on forever, when they actually won't. Is that right?
Exactly. I opened up today, since I'm from Hawaii, talking about lava, since we've had a lot of lava, and how lava, well, there's nothing stopping it. It's going at this continuous pace. And as it destroys the old, it creates the new. And to get people to think about shedding assumptions, having a beginner's mind, and the beauty of what's coming ahead, and how they can transform whatever future experience it is.
Yeah, I thought that was an incredibly powerful image. And it's probably a great image to finish on. That idea of a landscape that one day is like this, the next day it's something totally different. And that is a kind of metaphor for the world we live in. And we have to learn to deal with it. You can't run away from it. You really have to learn to deal with it. Amy, thank you so much for talking. It's a pleasure to have you at Learning Technology Summer Forum, and a pleasure to have you on From Scratch.
Thank you, gentlemen, and also thanks for my lesson in single malt scotch. From Scratch.